Good afternoon. It's an Ozark family Christmas. Hi, I'm Byron Tyler, and we are live with a special program here with Lynn Berry. And Lynn is with the Branson Chamber of Commerce. And can you believe it's time for us to talk about Christmas, Miss Lynn?
We look forward to November 1st every year because that kicks off Christmas in Branson.
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, I was out this morning taking a little walk around the neighborhood of my, right. My apartment or the hotel I'm staying in, okay?
Right.
And people are already putting up Christmas trees. And
we just finished decorating the 26-foot tall Veterans Christmas tree, and it's over here right on beautiful Highway 76. We used blue, silver and gold stars this year to honor the families.
Wow.
We are so delighted.
You know what? That's one thing about coming here to Branson, Lynn, is that there is such a respect and an honor given to the men and women who have fought for our freedom. You know, showing them in many of the shows to stand, to salute them, to thank them for their service to protect our freedom.
In Branson, we honor veterans every day, but it is especially part of our wonderful month of November.
Yeah, wow. We have so much to be thankful for. And we are moving into a time of Thanksgiving. Let's not forget, even though we're talking a lot about Christmas today, you know, we're obviously going to be celebrating Thanksgiving first before Christmas. And Thanksgiving is another great time to be here in Branson. And I have been enjoying what a great time already. As I mentioned, my walk this morning, the air was cool. Mm-hmm. There was that Ozark kind of steam, little fog in the mountains, you know, and the leaves are changing. And as I was taking my walk, Lynn, there was something that jumped out about 50 yards in front of me. And I don't know if it was a black leopard or a black bear or a big moose or a deer. I couldn't tell. It happened so fast. But I was thankful it didn't eat me.
I'm kind of hoping it was a woodchuck.
Well, it was bigger than a woodchuck. I can promise you
goodness.
That. A whole lot bigger than a woodchuck, most definitely. But I'll tell you something else I just wanted to let you know I saw. As I was walking, I looked up in the yard. Somebody's home, mm-hmm. and they had a rooster and some chickens, and there was some kittens and some cats there, you know, and they were all there together, just laid back. The cats weren't bothering the chickens, and the rooster wasn't bothering the cats. They were just living life in the Ozarks.
We're kind of life living simply in the Ozarks.
But isn't it amazing, right in the heart here, of all of the activity, of all, how many millions of people visit this town?
A little over 8 million estimated to come last year.
With all of the things you have to do here, and I can, you know, right in the heart of town, see a home with a rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, and some chickens, you know, it's really incredible. We were here just a couple of weeks ago, actually, didn't a kind of surprise visit. It was actually family vacation. Now, when I come to Branson, typically I'm doing these radio shows, don't have a lot of time to do extra things we want to do. So we had made a list. We wanted to go and visit some places. We wanted to go see Dogwood Canyon for the first time. What a gorgeous, you know, place to see. And we also wanted to go to Eureka Springs and spend a day, which we did. Had lunch off the balcony of the Basin Hotel.
The
Basin Park Hotel. We had a great lunch there on that balcony and spent a day shopping in town. Back here in Branson, though. Only in the Ozarks. But, hey, Lynn, we've got a great lineup this afternoon as we come live from our Branson studios here with Bot Radio Network. And today we're going to start off with Tate Womack. Tate has been on the show before. Tate is over there at Grand Country. Tate, I believe Grand Country is like a town in itself. I mean, you could actually drive your car up, turn the key off, and never go anywhere else and be fully entertained for as long as you stayed at the Grand Country.
You know, you're absolutely right there. We have a all-inclusive package, so you just pay one price, and you can do anything there on property. It includes our new indoor go-kart facility, the fun zone, the indoor water park, eating at the various restaurants. And to top that all off, you also have all of our shows that go on there. And in addition to that, you get tickets to Dixie Stampede and Silver Dollar City as well.
So that's all part of the package.
That's all part of the all-inclusive package.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking, we just hosted, Lynn and Tate, a pastor's appreciation luncheon on Tuesday, on October 31st.
Yes.
And we had about close to 250 or better pastors there. And one of the pastors came up to me and he says, "We just got back from Branson and we stayed at the Grand Country, and we love it, want to go back." And so Trevor's out there. I think it's Trevor Davis told me that. So pastor in South Haven. So anyway, we have others that I make their way here. Another pastor told me he brought a group up here, Miss Lynn, from his church. So we know a lot of folks from Memphis are making their way to Branson. It's not a bad drive at all. About 5.5 hours to get here.
Yep.
And so I would encourage you to take that drive and come up and visit places like the Grand Country. Now, you guys have been around for a while now.
About as long as since the 1970s.
Yeah,
the owner, Glenn Robinson, has been the man in charge out there and does a fantastic job of running. He's there every day and just loves interacting with our guests. He has a great vision for the property, and he continues to add new things. This year we're completing a room renovation to the entire property.
Oh, wow.
And we got some neat things coming on board for next year.
Well, you know, just the atmosphere there is family fun. A couple of times we have been there and enjoyed the show. The entertainers there, you've got top-notch musicians and singers, entertainers on the stage. I mean, they are second to none. Really great.
We really pride ourselves with our selection of entertainers that we do have there. All of our shows are 100% live, and so you pay for the real thing, you get the real thing.
I like that. Music.
Yeah, and you can get more of the real thing from their television show.
We have a TV show.
We are called Branson Country USA. Yes.
And is that only a local show, Miss Lynn, or?
It airs across many of the broadcast affiliates in the United States.
Okay.
Tate and I were just visiting before we came on the air, and he's picked up outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and over in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Yeah.
Indeed,
some more markets that probably would touch close to a lot of your listeners.
I know it would. Wow, Tate, that's great. And so tell me, what's day-to-day like for you in what you do?
you get pulled many directions, of course.
Yeah.
With the show going on and being a live show, sometimes it's all hands on deck to fix a prop or something of that nature. Just getting the word out, doing interviews like this, going out to television stations and radio stations, seeing if they want to pick up our program. We really feature, we do 49 shows a year for the TV/radio show. So we have 49 opportunities to invite Branson guests, other shows in town. So it's just not about our shows, but it's about the community, because we feel, folks will hopefully they'll come see us, but we want them to expose to all the great, wonderful entertainment in town. So it's a nice, way to kind of get people excited, and hopefully they might consider coming down and staying with us.
That's what I love about the entertainers here, Lynn, and I've been over here through the years. You guys take great pride in what you do, but you're not too prideful that you won't help promote somebody else's show or to talk about somebody else's show. This is really one family here. You see that when you come, Lynn.
And they love to visit with each other, and they love to go hear each other and support each other. And what Tate says is exactly that. They love to go on stage over at Grand Country, be part of Branson Country USA on the air. And I see it at 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Nice. Now, Christmas, I know, as well as all over Branson, as we talked about, Christmas trees already growing up. The Grand Country, again, no exception when it comes to Christmas. You guys go all out.
Absolutely. It starts with our parking lot with the Christmas trees out there and doesn't really end on stage either. The Grand Jubilee Show, we celebrate really the true meaning of Christmas with a Conrad's recitation, Away in the Major, heartwarming reading of Luke, and the birth of Jesus. And we kind of finish our Christmas segment up with the full cast rendition of O Holy Night, which is really a showstopper.
Beautiful.
Wow. Must see. So, we pride ourselves in celebrating the true meaning of Christmas in our shows, and we're very proud of that. And, all the shows in town are fall along that line as well.
Wow. Tate Womack, thank you so much for what you do at Grand Country. Want all of our friends to know that they can stop by, and if they want information, give us the website.
GrandCountry.com. And for tickets, you can call 417-335-2884. And I would suggest calling early, because this time of year, a lot of the shows sell out quickly. So
very good. Tate Womack, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
So many great shows to choose from, Ms. but that one's been around.
Have you done the indoor water slide over there?
No.
You haven't done indoor water slide? Okay.
I'll put that on my bucket list.
But, you know, I hear a lot of folks talk about between, you know, like Christmas and New Year, they'll bring families up here. What a great place. Because it can get really cold up here and even see some snow up in the Ozarks.
That's right.
And so, but we, inside, you know, the Grand Country, you don't have to worry about that.
And the snow usually doesn't stick around very long in the Ozarks.
No, usually doesn't. Well, we've got somebody else I'm excited to welcome to Bot Radio Network in Memphis in the Mid-South, Miss Lisa Rao, and she is with Silver Dollar City. Lisa, get a little closer to that microphone.
Yay. We love you, Byron. Yeah. So glad to have you back.
It is always good to see you. We have more fun together. So much is happening. What have you been up to?
Well, we've been getting ready for Christmas. You know, we have to go from fall to Christmas very, very quickly. From the Cowboy and Craft Festival right into the all-new Christmas in Midtown. This is, Byron, our largest expansion in two decades for our Christmas at Silver Dollar City.
I mean, you started, I guess, with maybe a couple strings of lights. We know better than that. But, I mean, there's how many millions of lights on the property?
Well, now there really truly are 6.5. And somebody says, 6.5 million. How did you come to that? I said, well, of course. It's a scientific formula.
Yeah. Of course.
But, you know, you buy all the lights, you can figure it out pretty actually. So it is an accurate, as close to accurate as we can come. And, you know, Byron, in today's way of doing things, it's a switch over to LED lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about light bulbs, you know, the normal kind of lights, they illuminate, you know, it may illuminate pathways and whatnot, but the LEDs are just bright.
Oh, they do. They light
They're not up. Necessarily yeah. pathway lights, but in our case, because Color. We've stacked them up on so many of them, the whole new area has these amazing portals, these tunnels you're going to come through to get into Christmas in Midtown. And it is a towering new addition with buildings soaring up 9 stories. Now, anybody who goes to Silver Dollar City knows our buildings aren't 9 stories. Well, the facades are now.
Oh, my.
And we have flying angels and, of course, Santa and his sleigh.
Yeah.
And glory to God and the big globe, Beautiful. The whole earth. And we have moving trains. All of this right there concentrated in Midtown. Now, and you know that's not all we have.
Oh, I know it's not all.
No, doesn't touch.
Not even close to it.
Well, we've got the two Broadway shows, which It's a Wonderful Life. What a wonderful show.
Oh, my.
Dickens, classic, traditional
favorite. You know, Lisa, my Christmas really kicks into gear this time when I come to Silver Dollar City and see Christmas Carol. Dickens is incredible. I mean, I feel sad if I don't see it.
But sweet.
It really moves your heart. I mean, the message, most people know, obviously, but
right,
you guys
100%.
Bring it on stage in a comical, serious way, too. But the message, the dramatic, the special techniques, I mean, the special effects,
mm-hmm.
I mean, all within 1 hour. It's right there in
yes,
front of you.
I
mean,
I know.
Honestly, and I don't know if we can mention the word Disney, but I would say that you guys, when it comes to a production, Disney has nothing on you guys when it comes to this because it is so powerful, so moving, so incredible.
It really is a fine show. And of course, we love our friends at Disney. But I'll tell you, we're very, very proud about the Dickens show and the message at Silver Dollar City. You know, the fact that we really do just embrace Christmas and love all things it stands for. And one of those things being family, family togetherness. And it's wonderful to see the multiple generations of families who come to see us and want to do things like Dickens and the tree and share the wassail and the hot chocolate. Do all these things together.
Yep. And the place is to go to Silver Dollar City. You know, Lisa, throughout the year, people know that I take trips up here frequently. And they'll say, you know, when's a good time to go? Well, anytime's a great time to come to Branson. I will say that. Any time of the year is a great time to go. But if you want something really special, come at Christmas time, and you've got to go to Silver Dollar City. You've got to see the lights and even That's got right. more lights now. And not to mention, we mentioned the productions, one of the Dickens, but also It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Same.
That's our adaptation of that wonderful show.
Yeah.
And it's really, the guys, we're not kidding, they're Broadway style. I mean,
Absolutely.
They really are. And they come with your park admission.
Yeah.
And that is a little bit more of a contemporary edge, but it's the old favorite. And, of course, you know, we've got the caroling and we've got the rides at night, Byron. Come on.
Now, and we're gonna say something in a minute about a new ride. But before we say that, mm-hmm. I mean, Outlaw Run is still just
Guinness Book.
Given
absolutely.
Crowds. I mean, it's just incredible. You got roller coaster clubs coming from all over the world to ride
absolutely.
This thing.
Yes, we do. In fact, we're having some worldwide groups already signing up for next year. I'm going to tell your folks about the Time Traveler in just a minute, but don't let me skip past Christmas without mentioning Showboat Branson Bell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so they are doing an all-out Christmas show this year on the Bell. We are doing a new Celebrate show with Christmas, and then we have Santa's Pancakes and PJs every single weekend in the morning and some noon shows.
And that's on the Bill.
Yes, and Santa's there. You wear your pajamas. You know, we've had families who from the six-month-old to the dad have on Christmas pajamas. And you have pancakes, and of course you have this wonderful, magical time on the Showboat Branson Bell. That's in the morning, and then the Celebrate Christmas show is in the evening. So, you know, that also is a Silver Dollar City attraction, and we so invite you all, go to SilverDollarCity.com and perhaps you want to plan your trip.
Wow, Lisa, thank you so much. I mean, there's always something to do at Silver Dollar City. Even if you just want to sit back and relax under, you know, a shade tree or, you know, grab that hot chocolate, you know, watch the light parade as it comes down.
The light parade,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we even talk about that. It's amazing.
So much to see and do, and
really
Merry
good.
Christmas to you, sir.
Again, that Merry Christmas to you too, Lisa, and Happy Thanksgiving. Again, the web address is SilverDollarCity.com. You can go ahead and pre-order your tickets before you get here. Thanks, Lisa. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye. Wow.
And she's got big news come springtime.
Yeah,
we will certainly.
She kind of tickled the ear about Time Traveler.
$26 million roller coaster that has a huge theme and just as important as the amazing world's first and everything that comes with the coaster. We also have a message. Dream big, do good. And we're going to take that out to communities.
And Time Travel, we'll be talking more about that, Lisa. We definitely
will.
Wow.
We
and
will.
Yeah, I watched some video Looking this morning forward. On the local channel about that, a little documentary piece put together. And we'll talk more about that. But I tell you what, it's time to saddle up the horses, Miss Lynn, and head over to the Dixie Stampede. John Richardson is here. Merry Christmas, John.
And Merry Christmas to you,
He's
Byron.
Got his hat on. I'll tell you what. We need to bring our hats, Miss Lynn. We need to bring our hats.
Spirit.
We need to bring our hats today. We need to do that. But always great to see you, John. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. And I understand that something recently has taken place in your life, and you have a new addition to the Richardson household.
Yes, indeed. I said I'd never get married again, but look at me now.
Congratulations. Let me get
well,
you a little
you.
Closer there.
Okay, very good.
Good.
How's
right.
that?
But we want to make sure all of our friends back in Memphis, let's remind our friends, Miss Lynn, that we are broadcasting live from our Branson studio. We're live on Facebook, by the way, so you can go to Byron Tyler's Facebook page and see the live stream right now and watch us. Please watch and share. It'll be posted afterwards, and you can share it with friends to learn more about what we do here in Branson. But anyway, John, always great to have you, but you got married.
Yes, I did.
And tell me about how this all happened.
Well, in fact, it's I say young lady. She's 6 months younger than I am. But we actually went to school together, but didn't really know one another in grade school and high school. So it just so happened that we met through a reunion planning committee, and we dated a little bit after we both became single again, and it just flourished from there. And so her kids are grown, and my son is almost grown, so it's a really interesting time in life.
Well, God bless you and your new bride.
Thank you.
And your future together and all that goes along with that. We just pray you have a happy home.
Right. And now I tell her we just have to start the clock over again, have some new kids in our 50s. I think that's a great idea.
I tell you, we laugh at that, but I have a friend of mine. He's a pastor back in Memphis, and he's got grown kids, and he's in his 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
And
his wife
actually adopted a couple of little children.
Bless.
And it's really, you know, so you never know. You know, I'm not
Very
saying that's
sweet.
Where you're to go, but hey, you never know.
Well,
but,
who knows?
Okay, holiday family tradition at Dixie Stampede. Uh-huh. Talk
yes.
about it.
Well, we always say that in order to know when it turns Christmas in Branson is when Dolly says it does.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy Williams actually said that first.
It was for a while, yeah.
But anyway, we're typically the first Christmas show to come online, and we have been actually open for Christmas for a week now. So before, well before Halloween, And we're celebrating Christmas. The crowds are awesome.
Yeah, this is the one show I don't think – I've seen Dixie Stampede, but I don't think I've seen the Christmas show yet.
It's spectacular. Great. We changed the theme up completely, and instead of North versus South, it's North Pole versus South Pole.
Okay. Yeah.
And the battle over who makes the best toys. And in one scene, the Sugar Plum Fairy is going to descend from the ceiling. She flies around and actually brings the toys to life.
Oh.
And a new feature this year is called Adagio on Ice. And we have from the ceiling again descends an ice skating arena, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And so we have two.
Wait, you mean a real ice skating arena?
We have a tiny rink. It's actually the same size as the toy shop, because the toy shop gets changed out into an ice skating platform. Mm-hmm. And we have two professional ice skaters that have. They're very experienced. They've ice skated with the Rockettes and Disney on Ice. And they perform a number amidst the snow. It's very romantic. And
now, are they doing this in the air, or are they doing it down on
actually,
the ground?
Actually, on the ground.
Okay, I was going to say.
The rink descends to the ground.
Okay.
And so that the ice skating scene takes place, and that's a romance scene that all the little girls will ooh and ah over. And when that concludes, it goes back up into the ceiling, and it will be changed out to become a living nativity.
Wow. Sweet.
Which is the reason why we celebrate. The reason
Absolutely.
For the season.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, is we're reminding people the reason for Christmas, and the beauty of the nativity is really breathtaking. And it's a full scale with live camels and donkeys and sheep. And an angel descends from the ceiling, and a single white dove comes up to her finger. And we're just discussing the training aspects of that are not easy.
I can't imagine. Are you doing the training?
I do not. I do know the dove trainer, and I've spoken to her about this, because she says that in our regular season show, we actually release 40 white doves apiece.
Right.
And in our patriotic finale, and for Christmas it's a single dove, and the crowd reaction is greater for the single dove. Aww. Everyone just holds their breath as this dove comes up to the angel's finger. And, I mean, it really is a quite a moment. It's really something special.
It's not a drone. It's not robotic. This is a real live dove.
This is all real animals.
This is incredible. Beautiful. Well, John, something we've left out is the delicious, incredible meal that you get to have. Is there anything different about the holiday meal?
Actually, all we change up at the holiday is the dessert is a little different, and it has a little bit different topping on it. But the Dixie Stampede meal is something we learn not to mess with, because the crowd loves it, and they come back.
It is so good.
Over and again. Yeah. We will actually have 5 shows again this year on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
So that's how many people don't want to cook that day.
Yeah.
But we'll actually serve over 5,000 chickens that day.
That is incredible. Well, again, if folks want more information about the Dixie Stampede, about celebrating here with their family at Christmas time, what's the best way to do that?
Either go to DixieStampede.com, and there's a schedule there that will tell you when shows are available, or you can call 800-520-5544.
I understand, John, the Christmas show runs through January 1st.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so plenty of time if folks are planning like vacation, Miss Lynn, between Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
Would be now to go ahead and plan that right now, I guess.
And the crowds are a little lighter after the middle part of December. So come right up through the 1st.
All right. John Richardson, Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
And Happy Thanksgiving, too.
And a Merry Christmas to you
Thanks
as well.
For stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Wow.
So many memories made at Dixie Stampede with all my family members. It's just so special.
Listen, you have got, if you've never experienced it, those listening back in Memphis, make plans when you come up here to Branson to be sure and attend the Dixie Stampede. It's just incredible. Whether you sit at Christmas or any time of the year, but a special time here at Christmas time at Dixie. Well, Miss Lynn, as we continue on today, we are looking forward to talking to Whit Privett. Whit is the director with the Andy Williams Performing Arts Center, and this is an incredible thing that's happening. It is Whit.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Whit, no problem.
Welcome to Bot Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
So good. And glad to have you here. Now, I understand you're fairly new at this position?
I am new, yes. I ran a theater up in New Hampshire for 10 years, and I wanted to get back close to my parents. I lived in Branson for 10 years in the 90s, And I love this town. I should have never moved away.
Yay!
And I'm back, and I've been back a couple of months now.
Well, it's good to have you back. Now, this is one of the top venues in Branson, the Moon River Theater. And now in the connection there with the Performing Arts Center, I know this was probably a dream and a desire, Mr. Andy Williams, who we've had the privilege of interviewing in the past.
Yes.
And really, you know, Ms. Lynn, we've talked about this. Andy really made Christmas come alive for Branson.
He did indeed. And, you know, we lost Andy in 2012. And now on this Saturday, we'll have our fifth annual Most Wonderful Time of Year Parade, which honors Mr. Christmas himself.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it was a privilege for me to actually meet him, because as a child, I remember in the 60s watching his Christmas special on television,
right.
You know. So that brings back great memories. And so to see the tradition continue with Jimmy Osmond, because
yes.
I know that he has been – I mean, the passion and heartbeat, you know, along with the Lennons.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And so many have come together, and now with you on board here with.
Well, you know, Andy was a great man. And when I think of Andy and I look at the theater that I'm working in now, I think just nothing but class.
You know,
that's what it was. He was class, and he always will be. And it's just a great, great feeling to be a part of that.
And so talk about what's happening at Christmas time. I'm assuming the Lennons will be back on stage, or the Osmonds?
They will be, yes. We're going to be having – right now we have the Andy Williams Christmas Extravaganza going, starring the Fifth Dimension, and it's
cool.
Also hosted by Jimmy Osmond. He's in the show right now as well. And we have Charlie Green, Britain's Got Talent, is in the show, and also Steve Hewlett was also on Britain's Got Talent, and illusionist Rick Thomas is in the show as well, you know, and it's just a great, great show. It's running now. We started yesterday, and it's running now until November the 18th, and then we switch over, and the Osmonds and the Lennons come in, and they finish out the season.
The tradition continues.
And I believe the Lennons, if I'm not mistaken, will bring their granddaughters.
Yes.
They
do a routine together, I saw this last year, and they are so incredible.
Beautiful.
You know?
Yeah, we're excited to have them again this year, and it looks really, really good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, and some of those listening who remember, because I grew up, again, watching the Lawrence Welk show and watched the Lennon sisters, you know.
I mean,
what really amazed me, Lynn and Whit, is after the show, I mean, you can get up and meet them, get your pictures made with them.
That's
they
right.
take time to talk with you. And because I know there was some of the music, you know, meant so much to growing up to a lot of our listeners, you know. And so you can actually, you know, talk with Janet. You can talk with Mimi. You can talk with Kathy, you know.
That's right.
So, I encourage you to make sure you make plans, if you're coming to Branson, to definitely go to the Moon River Theater and see this Christmas spectacular. Now, when we talk about the Performing Arts Center, I mean, this is something that you guys are really trying to infuse the arts, not just here in Branson, but around the country.
Right. Yes, we want to expand it and get people to just realize what Branson's about. You know, we want to reach out and bring people here and to make them feel good, to make them think about those days. You know, it's a really great thing that we're doing here in town, not only at the Andy Williams Theater, but everywhere in town.
Yep.
Just come to Branson and have a great time.
Well, and that's what you do when you come to Branson, is have a great time.
That's right.
You know, even when I was driving up in these Ozarks, Lynn and Whit, I just, you know, the air was, you know, starting to feel a little cleaner and clearer,
yes.
You know? And I was breathing a little bit better too.
Oh, that's
you know?
It.
And I'll tell you, we had a great time just driving up here in the Ozarks, and in spending time here is just it's a great family place. There is so much to do, and you know, if you don't do something this time, make plans to come back the next time and you know and do that. But
it's hard to fit it all in.
It really is.
Yes. Sure is.
So much to do, and with Christmas, it really is special as we celebrate. I know we're talking a lot today about all of the shows and activities, but they're centered around the reason for the season.
That's correct.
Exactly right.
Jesus is alive.
Exactly
and
right.
And it's the birth of Christ, and you'll find that
what
when you come
joy.
Here to Branson and celebrate.
Joy.
And
Ms.
Lynn, there's something else I wanted to mention before we say goodbye. And Whit, before we say goodbye to you, let's give that web address so folks can get their tickets ahead of time.
Oh, great. Okay. It's www.andywilliamspac.com.
Okay, that's Andy
Williams. Williams Performing Arts Center,
PAC.com. And go ahead and pre-order tickets and
absolutely.
Get information about shows right there.
Right there on that website, yes.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
And Ms. Lynn, as we get ready to wrap up the show here today, we'll be back tomorrow, by the way, 3
yes.
o'clock, another live show from our Branson studio. But, you know, 'tis the season. Now, you recently received an award. for the Branson Chamber, I understand.
I did indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking on stage to receive one award the other day for Best Family Vacation Destination. And before I could turn around and get back to my seat, they called again for Best Couples Getaway Vacation. And so I had two big awards in my arms.
I saw the picture. Yeah, that was incredible. I'm so you know, congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
I know y'all worked so hard. And the whole community here comes alive and comes really a unit to see, you know, the families have a great time.
Very much so, because we want our Branson families to entertain your family.
And we really encourage all of our listeners to go to explorebranson.com. There's a wealth of information there. I mean, all the things we're talking about today, I mean,
yes,
you can discover there at explorebranson.com. Any closing thoughts, Ms. Lynn?
You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was the ability to go and visit with Branson entertainers after their show. And I guarantee you that they will come out, visit, sign autographs, take a selfie.
Yep.
And it is so much fun to see fans come to life in front of some of these people that they've seen all their lives on television.
That's right. You can see it here in Branson. Well, let's remind our friends, tomorrow we'll be live at 3 o'clock on our Mid-South Viewpoint special, live from Branson. We've got Cynthia Carson from Sight and Sound Theater. We'll be talking about the Miracle of Christmas. Jeff Johnson from the Trail of Lights of Shepherd of the Hills. And Mr. Clay Cooper, Mr. Woo-hoo! Country Music of Branson. The Clay Cooper Theater, Clay will be here. And then Pam Critchfield, our dear friend, longtime,
yes,
will be talking about the Texas Tenors at the Starlight. Texas Tenors just recently completed,
wow,
another PBS special, but they're doing a live show right here in Branson. So we hope you'll join us for all the fun. And be sure, again, go to the website, explorebranson.com. It's all there, explorebranson.com. Well, that's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.